What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show all about health and fitness under 10 minutes. Now, this show is designed to help motivate you to get you into the gym, as well as give you little tips and tricks along the way. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host, and today I am at a networking group with about 15 people staring at me. So what I do is once a week, I go to this networking group and I meet with a bunch of cool people. And today I am doing a presentation. And with that, I'm going to ask a few questions about health and fitness and answer some questions about health and fitness. So I'm just going to open it up to the room right now. Does anybody have a question that is burning in the back of their mind that they want to know about health and fitness?
Hey, Drew, how many meals a day should you eat?
Well, that really is up to the person. You can eat 3 meals a day, you can eat 1 meal a day, you can eat 5 meals a day. The more important thing is making sure that those meals are nutrient dense, meaning that you're eating lots of fruits and vegetables and lean meats. And it's just dependent on how you feel. And also how many calories you're eating. If your goal is to lose weight, you're going to want to eat less calories a day than you burn. So that's really up to the person. I say eat when you can and eat when you want to. It's just really up to you.
Hi. What are some of the most common mistakes you see people making when they're using gym equipment?
One of the most common things I see is squatting. And what people will do is they'll put the bar on the back for a back squat. And there's two things that I see with this. Number one, they will use a foam pad, because when you put the bar on your back, it hurts. But what you're doing is adding proprioception. Now, what that means is you're adding a variable that's moving, a moving environment on your back, and it's a dangerous position if you have a lot of weight on your back. So that's the pad that you see. I recommend lowering the weight and working up to a weight that you can handle on your back without the pad so that it doesn't hurt. And then also, when you're going into the squat, I see people going onto the balls of their feet. So when they go down, they bend at the knees first, they roll on the balls of their feet, their knees shoot over their toes, and it could cause some pain and tightness in the knee. Now, to correct that, I say drive your hips back. So when you start a squat, drive the hips backwards to start. That's the most common thing I see in the gym is squats, performing them incorrectly.
Hey, Drew, can you hear me?
I can,
okay,
yes.
Good.
I had to look at my computer, like the computer's going to tell me if I can hear you.
If you could only do one exercise for the rest of your life in the gym, what would you do?
All right. So one exercise until I die, the rest of my life. I would have to say deadlifts. Now, deadlift is a great exercise because it hits the entire body. Now, I don't know if everybody knows what a deadlift is, but it's where you have a bar on the ground with weight on it and you basically pick it up. And that's a deadlift. And it really hits the posterior chain. You're going to get your hamstrings, your glutes, your upper back, your lower back, your traps. It'll hit your biceps, your triceps. Every muscle is working. Your core is really engaged when you're doing that. And a lot of my life, I spend in my car, sitting, and on the computer. So everything's rolled forward. So to hit the posterior chain, meaning the back, all the way up from the calves, all the way up to the shoulders, is a good thing. So that's what I would have to say, deadlifts. Forever. Yes, Tina?
Drew, I'm very overweight and very unfit. And to begin with, what would you recommend for me?
I would recommend, well, first of all, you're going to have to start slow. I recommend for anybody who's just beginning to absolutely start some type of weight training. You need to be able to support your body, and you do that with your muscles. So that's the first thing I would recommend is getting in the gym and doing some weight training, starting light, starting slow, really focusing on your form. And then to supplement that, so more specifically, I would recommend that 3 times a week of weight training. And then I would recommend about 100 to 150 minutes of cardio. Cardio is defined as getting your heart rate 20 beats per minute above your resting heart rate. So you take your resting heart rate, add 20 to that, get your heart rate up to there. You can do that easily with some walking. You walk 20 minutes a day, 6 days, 7 days a week. You'll be pretty close to where you need to be, and then you can add in some other exercise as well. But going back to what I said at the beginning, strength training, because when you build muscle, muscle uses more calories and more energy than anything else in our body. So if we can build some muscle, that will in turn help burn some extra calories. It's a good recommendation, so.
Good morning, Drew.
Good morning.
Can you define the proper technique for doing curls on a preacher bench?
doing curls on a preacher bench. Now, the preacher bench is where you're supported. Okay. Well, you're basically, you're isolating the bicep in that movement. So that's the main point is to, it's the vanity work, just to get some big biceps. What you're going to focus on is feeling the burn in the bicep. Full extension, extending the arm fully, and then curling fully at the top. And depending on your goal, do you have a specific goal for the preacher curl? So he said when he was taught to do it, he would do half reps. So you go half down, half up. That is a good way to build some extra muscle. What you're looking for there is time under tension, meaning that you keep the weight on the muscle for more than 20 or 30 seconds, causing the muscle to tear. In return, your body will have to build muscle there. So I recommend full extensions, and then for an extra little burn and burst, if you want to get the, we say curls for the girls, so you get those big biceps, then you can do those half curls just to get that extra time in there. Right.
All right. Good morning, Drew. My question is, I've heard arguments on whether you should eat before or after exercise. Do you have any information on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it goes to an earlier question. It really is what works for you. What do you prefer? If I eat before I go to the gym and do deadlifts, sometimes I get half sick, and that's what I did this morning, actually. And I felt sick to my stomach a little bit. The thought of when we should eat and how we should eat, and there's this exact science behind it, that really breaks down to if you're being competitive and you want to be a bodybuilder or a pro athlete. That comes into more play there. But for myself and all the average clients and people working out, it really doesn't matter. It's just up to you and what you feel. Yeah, whatever works best for you and fits your schedule. I'm the type of person that if I don't eat first thing in the morning, I don't feel good. So first thing I do is oatmeal every morning. So, All right, shoot away.
I don't always get the ability to go out to even take a walk sometimes due to my job. And so what are some good at-home exercises with minimal equipment?
Oh, that's a perfect question because that's exactly what I do. Perfect. So online, I have fitness exercises that you can do, but body weight stuff. You can do forward lunges. You can do squats at home. You can do push-ups. Now, if you're not strong enough to do a push-up off the floor, you can do it on your knees. And if that's still too challenging, you can do a push-up against the wall. All right. There's tons of things that we can do inside the house. And actually, that's what I do online. And it breaks it down to 9-minute workouts. You can crank those out anywhere you are, anywhere you get internet access. Simple things to do. What else could you do? I don't know. You could run around in circles. You could jog in place. You could do burpees. There's tons of things that you can do. But the hardest part about that is obviously you're going to have to dedicate yourself to it and follow through with it, really, and get rid of any distractions around the house. Because if I have the choice to do a workout or play on Facebook, Facebook's going to win every time. Yeah. All right. So I've got time for one more question.
All right. So do you have any tips for us on how to be dedicated? Do you have a specific time of day that you do it, your workouts every single day? Or what do you do in order to make sure that you get your workouts in every day?
You got to get them in first thing. As busy professionals, all of us are in here are busy. We're all business owners. Do it first thing. Wake up, get your workout in, and be on with it. And always remember that you don't have to do a lot. You just do something every day, and it's going to get you in better shape. All you have to do to get in good shape is more than you're doing now. So right now, if you're not doing any exercise, if you just did 10 squats a day, you'd be doing more and helping your body more. And as far as It will come back to your schedule as well, so what works best for you. But I find that if I just get it out of the way, I don't have time for distractions and busy life to get in the way. Just get it, get on with it, and then you can move on. So, and also write things down, track things, because it gets discouraging when you spend time working out and you don't see the results of it. But if you see that you've written it down like, oh, 3 weeks ago I could only do 5 push-ups, but today I can do 8 or 10, then you'll inspire yourself knowing that you are doing something. You're getting stronger. You're getting better. So, and that's about all the time we have for today's episode. Again, thanks for tuning in. This is Under 10 Fitness, the show all about health and fitness to help you get you motivated into the gym, making those gains. And we will see you later. As always, remember, stay motivated. Get more at UndertenFitness.com.